Greetings, and welcome to the FINRA CAT Technical Specifications Update Industry Call. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we'll conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. If at any time during the conference you need to reach an operator, please press star 0. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Thursday, May 16th, 2019. And now I'd like to turn the conference over to Paul McKinney. Please go ahead.
Great. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for taking part in today's call. This is Paul McKinney from FINRA CAT, and just first order of business, just want to let everybody know that this PowerPoint presentation and the recording of this call will be published to the catnmsplan.com website in the next day or so. All right, so today's call is going to focus on the CAT reporting technical specifications for industry members that were recently updated. We had published version 2.0 of the specifications on April 29th of 2019. And then we did a follow-up publication on the 10th of May. That's version 2.1 of the technical specifications. And the purpose of that was just to kind of clean up any, you know, errors, spelling mistakes, things like that, just to, you know, get a cleaner version out there after getting industry eyes on the 429 version. And then also on 510, we published the companion document, the CAT Industry Member Reporting Scenarios document, and that has also been updated and is currently on the website. So just from a very high level, and the items that we're going to go through today are the changes to sections 6 and 7 that focus on sort of error feedback and corrections. Talk about the updates to existing fields, updates to existing events, and then updates to some of the content that was out there. And then just so everybody knows, the detailed changes are available in the change log and the executive summary of actually both the documents, the industry member technical specifications, as well as the reporting scenarios document. So you have the full list in those logs. So the first thing is section 6 and 7 of the technical specifications. And this is a very important section. It focuses on data submission as well as the error feedback and correction processes. So we put in instructions and timelines for the data file and metadata file submissions. We put in additional details surrounding the file processing and the feedback provided by FINRA CAT. And then we also gave instructions and timelines for how to correct erroneous reports and also how to delete erroneous reports. So there's a lot of good detail in there. There's a lot of industry, a lot of work that went into this with the industry. We feel like that we've gotten to a really good place on this. So, you know, certainly encourage everybody to take a look at that if you have not already. In addition, we also provided the JSON and CSV formats, and as we'll get into a little bit later in the presentation, we'll have some more information forthcoming on the JSON schemas. So the next item I wanted to cover is just what changed with existing fields that are out there on the specifications. So the first thing that first change had to do with the account holder type. And then there we removed the value of C for combined. And then we added the value of V for the firm average price account. So that this was an important change to make here. And then the next item was department type, where we removed the MA or market access department type, and we broke that out into separate values, one for DMA or direct market access, which would be used on the MENO report or the new order event, and then the other one is for SA for sponsored access, which would be used when you are receiving an order from another broker-dealer or allowing another broker-dealer to use your MPID and reporting that on an order accept event. Then we also added representative indicator flag and the fulfillment link type value of YE. And what this does is shows that an order is eligible or is representative eligible. It could be a representative order. We added the cancel flag and cancel timestamp on MEOT and MEOF events, and this is only to be used in instance where a trade does not get reported to a TRF. We have been getting a lot of questions on this, and we're hopeful to put out some additional information and an FAQ on this in the near future. We changed the routing origin and routing origin type to sender IMID and sender IMID type. Removed session from the order accept, the order modify, the options order accept, and the options order modify. Removed many allowable values from the handling instructions field. The reason that we removed these are values that were not historically being used. So in order to kind of simplify the handling instructions and the number of values that were out there, those were removed. We also changed the time and force field to a name value pair. So what that means is that you would, you know, put out the good till date in the time and force field and then give the expiration date in that same field. And then we also increased the field length for order ID and the other order ID fields to 64. I think historically that was at 40. That was a request from the industry as well. So as for the existing events, we changed the name of the internal route event to the order internal route accepted event because that should be representative of the receipt of the order at a particular desk. We defined fields in the option order supplement event, including the next and prior unlinked flags. We reorganized and added fields to the trade, order fulfillment, and order fulfillment amendment events. And then we updated the requirements for the trade event and trade supplement event. And the purpose for this was to support multi-sided or crosses that have a multi-sided crosses. So it could be many to many or many to, many to one cross. And then moving on to the next slide, we updated Appendix E with new error codes. This is, you know, a lot of good information out there on linkage codes, error codes, warning codes, things like that. We updated and clarified data types and added examples for JSON and CSV, specified corresponding data types for the name value pairs to make that a little bit more clear. We updated and clarified linkage keys, so we added some new linkage keys and made this much more clear about how and when firms would use these linkage keys. We updated the glossary and data dictionary and added definitions for all these new fields, and we updated and clarified content for Appendix C. Then moving on to the scenarios document, which again is a companion document to the technical specifications. We made the conforming changes with version 2.0 of and 2.1 of the tech spec to make sure that the language, the event types, and all that were conforming. And then we reorganized the existing scenarios and created new sections for representative order scenarios, internal route scenarios, electronic duplicate scenarios, child order scenarios, scenarios for clearing firms, options, route and child order scenarios, and complex option order scenarios. So we feel like we've got it better organized in, you know, comprehensive sections by, you know, sort of scenario type. We updated the dividend reinvestment program scenario to reflect the account holder type of V to replace the account holder type of C. We also updated and corrected JSON and CSV examples, and then, you know, again, corrected minor errors that we had found throughout the document. As for the scenarios themselves, we removed scenario 3.2.1, which was an options representative order scenario after discussion with the participants and the industry. We updated and added the ATS cross scenarios to reflect how to use the new MEOTS or the trade supplement event. We added two agency order handling scenarios. One is a customer order that's facilitated via a firm agency account, but the route from that agency account can be directly associated with the customer order. And then also the fill of a single customer order with multiple executions that go back print for print. And then we also updated the customer order modifications scenario to reflect multiple modifications. So those are the main changes in the scenarios document and in the technical specifications document. I'm going to pass it over now to Katie Madison, who's going to walk you through some additional scenarios.
Sure. Thanks, Paul. As Paul mentioned earlier, there were a lot of changes in Section 6 and 7 of the specifications around feedback, file feedback, and errors, et cetera. So we decided to add a section to the scenario document just dedicated to these error correction scenarios. So in the CAT world, we have a couple of methods of how to correct an error. There's the concept of using an action type code of RPR, which is a repair, or an action type code of COR, which is a correction, and both of those methods can correct an error. There's also the introduction of or a concept of deleting a file or even an individual record, so we outline those scenarios as well. And then with the introduction of the requirement to repair linkage errors, we also felt like we wanted to add in some scenarios that describe how to do that in the construct outlined in the tech spec. So this is really supplemental to the tech spec, these additional scenarios, again, action type code of RPR, COR, the delete, and how to correct linkage errors. All of that is in Section 4 of the scenario document, and it's a companion to Section 6 and 7 of the tech spec. So moving on to some upcoming dates to look forward to, upcoming publications. Next week on May 23rd, we will be publishing on the CAT NMS site the JSON schema template that mirrors the updated spec. So that will be out there on the 23rd. And then on June 5th, we'll be publishing a sample equity symbol master on the website. And on July 15th, a sample option symbol master on the CAT NMS website. So those will be samples for both of those that firms can use to start their development work related to the reference data associated. And then moving on, final, a couple reminders, a registration reminder. CAT registration is open, and it's running through June 27th. All current industry members with CAT reporting obligation must register during this window. And there is a link here. It's on the catnmsplan.com website. There's a registration page, and it has to be submitted online. It's critical that we have the groups registering, and if you're a service bureau and can notify your correspondents and any sort of notification or through an industry group to remind people to register, that would be extremely helpful. We really want to see the registration numbers going up. And then finally, if there's just general questions, on the very last slide, there's a phone number, 180-696-2348, or help@finracat.com that you can use to reach our help desk, and we'll open a ticket and get back to you, as soon as possible to help you out. So, Paul, I think okay. We can open it up.
Yep, great. With that, thanks, Katie. We will, operator, if we could go ahead and open the line for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to register a question, please press the 1 followed by the 4 on your telephone. You will hear a 3-tone prompt to acknowledge your request. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your registration, please press the 1 followed by the 3. Once again, that's 1-4 to register for a question. One moment, please, for the first question. As a reminder, to register for a question, please press 1-4 on your telephone. And we do have a question from the line of Don Warren. Please go ahead.
So with the removal of the options representative order, if we do those, how would we report that?
So the only scenario as we've had many conversations with the exchange SROs that there would be a concept of a representative order in the options space would be in a combined order scenario where you're taking multiple orders, client orders you may have received and sending them to the exchange as a single order. So that does, in fact, essentially get reported under the same construct of an equity representative order. There's a scenario, and the scenarios document uses a representative indicator of O and a fulfillment link of O. But outside of that combined order scenario, it's really not the concept of a representative order in the options space. So we're not supporting something titled representative order in the spec, just to reflect that that's not really the flow. And even that combined order would be subject to whatever applicable options exchange rules were that would allow, you know, orders to be combined and routed to an exchange.
Okay. That took care of it.
Great.
Thank you. We have a question from Deborah Roboto. Please go ahead. Oh, sorry, Ms. Roboto, your line is open.
Sorry, I was on mute. My apologies. I was just wondering, I assume that this presentation will be on the CAT NMS website at some point soon?
Yes, it'll be up there in the next couple of days.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And once again, if you'd like to register for a question, please press 1-4 on your telephone. And we have a question from the line of Bijou Philip. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I just had a question on the trade event on the reporting exception codes. I understand that there's only two applicable values for reporting exception codes, but in OATS, there is a variety of different codes that we can use, for instance, code M. And I was wondering, how would we be able to support those code M scenarios with our CAT reporting?
So the code M should only, in the OATS context, be used when entry of a branch sequence is not able to be, there's some system limitations that the TRF that you're using would prevent entry of a branch sequence number. And actually, in the CAT construct, now on the MEOT, the way it's, there's not two-sided details on the, you don't put a trade ID on both sides of the trade, it's on a single, it's in the trunk of the MEOT, so to speak, so only a single branch is required. So we don't believe there should be any additional scenarios where there would be a system limitation that would prevent, like, a contra-side trade ID to be entered. But if you have a specific scenario that you want to, you know, us to take a look at in detail, if you give the help desk a call, we're happy to take a look at, you know, some specific unique scenario that you might be thinking of, but we don't believe that the M should be applicable anymore going forward.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
We have a question from Stephen Gunn. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Steve Gunnett, actually, from BMO. With all the changes that you're publicizing now, you know, we are basically a couple of weeks since you published the April 29th changes to the technical specs. When should we expect this exercise to actually become final so that we can finalize our requirements and begin testing internally? Do you have a date, or should we just kind of, you know, go by with the playbook that's before us?
Yeah, I think that this is considered the final spec. You know, there may be some minor changes going forward, but as far as, you know, opening up your code and getting moving on coding, this is the document you want to be coding to. There, you know, may be some minimal changes, you know, adding a field.
That would be based on industry input, people presenting a scenario or a workflow to us that can't be supported, that we must support.
Right.
But
so yeah, will you be issuing an updated final spec, final scenario spec as well pretty soon?
Well, the scenario document is going to kind of be a living document because, you know, there are a lot of different scenarios out there. We're constantly getting feedback from the industry to continue adding scenarios. So we are taking that on and trying to get as many scenarios in as we can. We have a pretty lengthy list of them that we'd like to add. But the documents, you know, we feel like this is a very, very good roadmap to start coding to.
Thank you.
We have a question from Pragnesh Patel. Please go ahead.
In the new specs, we do see there are two types of acknowledgement files. One is .ACK and the other one is .meta.ACK. But we don't see any examples for the .meta.ACK file.
Example in the spec of that, we can go take a look and see if that's something that we need to add. You're looking for an example of what it would look like?
Meta.ACK or the meta.integrity.
Okay, we'll take that back and take a look.
Okay.
And we also have a question from the line of Doug Foster. Please go ahead.
Just a quick administrative question. Is there a somewhere we can go to confirm that our registration was accepted? You don't get a response when you actually register online. It's difficult to tell whether it took or not.
Yeah, if you want to call the help desk, they can certainly check that for you. Yeah, and we are looking into updating that form to get a response back upon of the registration.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
And we have a question from Dana Suka. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Is there more information on when the connectivity process will be made public?
We're targeting the June timeframe to provide more specificity around the specific options. As we, I think, have talked about before and in the spec, that it won't be private line only. But we'll accept for VPN manual entry that will be allowed. But we'll be providing the specific vendors and options starting at June time frame.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to register for a question, please press 1-4 on your telephone. And there are no further questions at this time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for your participation and for your questions. You know, please do keep an eye out on the catnmsplan.com website. Any additional updates will certainly be posted there. And if you have not already signed up or subscribed to the CAT emails, please go to that website and subscribe so that you're getting the latest and greatest information. So thank you very much, and have a good afternoon.
That does conclude the call for today. We thank you for your participation. Lastly, please disconnect your line.